You know, the last 2 weeks, I mentioned to you, we took some time to share thanksgivings with one another, and I mentioned to you that you should share something that's unique or the very normal. And after last Sunday night, when Pastor Les shared with us on Sunday evening about some of the normal things of life, it got me to thinking about a unique story that happened to me. Pastor Les, you see, was telling us last Sunday night, I'm thankful for simple things like indoor plumbing. You can relate. Some of you have been there without. I have. Some of you have grown up in a time when you didn't have indoor plumbing. Some of us went to school with no indoor plumbing either. You can relate to that too, right? Now I know I'm not the only one here in country school. There, thank you. And so when Pastor Les was reminding us last Sunday night about the simple things in life, I got to thinking about two things. Very simple, but I'm very thankful for. One of them is indoor plumbing. Because our country school didn't have indoor plumbing. This was in the 60s. Some of you can't think that far back, I realize, but this was in the 60s. Didn't have indoor plumbing. And you know what? Some of us didn't have glasses that fit very well either in the 60s. And this unique thing happened to me in country school. One day I had to go to the bathroom, and it was outdoors. It was out back. And I went out to this illustrious place out back. And those of you that know what I'm talking about, if you don't, you're going to have to ask your grandpa or your parents to know what an outdoor biff looks like. But those of you that know what I'm talking about, you know well, there's not much to it. There's a bench, and there's a hole in the bench. And I went out to this place, and I surveyed my surroundings, and like most will do, I took a look down the hole. My glasses were very loose. My mother is starting to sense I raised him better than that to tell these kind of stories. You're right, my glasses disappeared into the depths. And so I went back to my teacher. I was about second grade. And I went back to my teacher, and I'm pretty sure I was crying. And she wanted to know why. And I told her, and I don't remember if she laughed or cried. But she had somebody in mind to come to my rescue. Steve, it was your father-in-law. Ernie Spillman got a broom handle and a nail on the end of the broom handle and went fishing. Now, just for, I like to spice things up when I tell my kids things once in a while. And the kids, I don't remember which one of my children I was telling this, and they're ooh and ah and all this, and they said, "Well, then what'd you do?" And I said, "Well, I put them back on." I had to see. And so, you see, there are things that we are thankful for that are very simple in life. Glasses that fit. Nowadays, they put springs on them so they stay on my head. And indoor plumbing. We are thankful, aren't we? And we have so much more to be thankful for, friends. I've been thinking about this Advent season. And blended together with the Thanksgiving season, I just have been thinking this week, what can we, the body of Christ, what can we do? Because we are so blessed. We are thankful. What can we do to help be a blessing to somebody else this Advent season? I've been thinking about that all week. And you know what? I heard on Christian radio just the other day, and I know this is not new to me, and it's not new to you. Christmas season is not that fun for some folks. You know that, right? The holiday seasons are not all that joyous for some folks. Because maybe some folks have just lost their loved one. Some folks in our church have just lost their loved one. It happened again this last week. It happened this month. It happened last month. It happened the month before. It happened last year. It happened the year before. And so you see, We don't need the Christian radio speakers, although they help us. We don't need them to remind us of these holidays. They are of great joy to some of us and of great sorrow to others. And as I was thinking about that heaviness and that sorrow, I'm thinking, God, how can we, the church, come alongside those that hurt and are lonely this holiday season? And this morning's scripture is really, really simple. It comes from two places. The first one is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. And you know these verses because you've read through this before. You've heard me say them before. Galatians 6, verse 2 in the New King James Version is really quite as simple as, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now you say, Jim, you're taking this out of context because I know what chapter 1 or verse 1 and verse 3 says. Well, I do too. I know what they say. And they may be, this may be applied very specifically to verses 1 and to verses 3, but it also can be held on its own in a time like Christmas or Thanksgiving or any other time when the church needs to come alongside somebody and bear them up. I know what verse 1 talks about. It talks about sin and somebody stumbling. But I want us to think about verse 2 solely today, because when it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, that law of Christ is simply to love our neighbor as ourself. And I ask myself this week, what does it mean to bear each other's burdens? And you know, in your communities or your workplace or your family, you know better than I do what that will mean to you to bear up somebody else's burden. Oh, it could mean they're lonely and you should visit them. Or it could mean they're hungry and we should help feed them. It could mean they've just had surgery or they're going to and we should pray for them. It could mean they're in jail. You know what it means. You know what's going on around you. And so I'm thinking, what if this Advent season we intentionally, the body of Christ, believers, followers of Jesus, what if we intentionally went to someone less fortunate than we and come alongside to bear their burden? What if the church put into practice the words of Paul and Jesus in Acts 20, verse 35, when it says, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And then remember the words of Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. What if the church actually could do something like that? What if the church really, really put ourself secondary and somebody else's needs or hurt primary in our lives? What if we could come alongside people all over our communities and bear up their burdens and be blessed by giving them something, even if it's our time? What would happen? I've been asking myself and thinking about what would actually happen if the church would really do this, live it out in a massive way. And then I ask myself, would we really be willing to do that? Put somebody else's needs first? You know, when we look around society and our culture, we're not good at that. We're not good at putting me someplace secondary or third or last and put somebody else first. And I've been thinking that what if we could actually do something about bearing somebody else's burden and this thing that Jesus said, be blessed because it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so I ask myself, how can I help bear someone else's burden this Christmas? And the first thing that comes to my mind is, is folks in my neighborhood, in our church, perhaps my former coworkers, perhaps even in my family, but I think of all the things that come to my mind that will be lonely or hungry or in jail. And I've got this mental list going on in my mind that I must accomplish between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Not because I need to chalk up some points for somebody, but because they're lonely and nobody else is there. Oh, I know we've done some things that are so wonderful. I'm so blessed to know that, you know what, we gathered over 80-some shoeboxes last week. Praise be to God. We gathered 80-some shoeboxes last week that you put together and we sent them out to little ones around the world. I'm blessed by that. And then I get to thinking, could there be children in our community that we maybe should do that for too? I go to the malls, or I used to. I mean, I haven't been there yet this year. I didn't go out on Black Friday like some did, I suppose. But the malls have got these Christmas trees with little boys and girls' names on them. Nobody to buy them presents. No one to show them much love. And I wonder, what about the children in our communities? What could we do for them? I wonder, what about the lonely in our community? Could we share a cup of Christmas tea with them? A lot of you read that little poem. Could we give them just a little time in the name of Jesus? I'm so blessed by donors in the church, donors that have given all kinds of nice large baskets at Thanksgiving. Donors within our church, donors within the community that come to me and said, Jim, here, you got to know somebody that needs this. I'm so blessed by that. I thank God for that kind of action. Then I'm listening to Christian radio this week and I'm reminded again of those that will go through Christmas, Thanksgiving, for the first time, or the second, or the third, without their mate. And I'm thinking that what can the church do to bear their burden and give them just a little of our time? And I've went so far as to make myself a little list, and I've gone so far as to say, if you're really not aware of anybody like that in your community or your coworkers, you email me and I'll send you somebody. They'd love to hear from you. They'd love to see you at Christmas because they probably ain't going to have anybody else. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Is that not a good action for Christmas time? Is that not a good idea? I'm so blessed too by just knowing that some of you have said lately, and I've said it from here, we encounter little children in Awanas, come for the first time, second time, third time, never heard about Jesus. And yet people are willing to give their time. And people are willing to give, for example, a case of Bibles to the church here and said, you know what, if you encounter some of them little children, you see that they get one. I'm so blessed by that, friends. And on several occasions, Sherry and I, on Christmas Day, we've gone to the Staples Care Center to visit those, not our family, but those that were just alone. And we've been to the places like St. Cloud Hospital on Christmas Day to visit somebody that wasn't really our family, but they're alone. And I'm not saying this, friends, to chalk up a few points or pat myself on the back. I'm simply saying, what if more of the body of Christ would do more things at Christmas for somebody less fortunate? What if God instilled in your heart somebody and you could come alongside and bear their burden in some way? I was listening to KTIG radio on Thanksgiving. Anybody else listening to that? On Thanksgiving morning, I'd been over to the hospital, visited Marie that morning, and I'm coming home and I'm listening to KTIG. And I'm listening to these folks call in and say what they're thankful for. One of them was a homeless woman. Broke my heart. Tears were running down my cheek. I was driving down the road. Somehow she lost her apartment. She lost pretty much everything she had. She had a vehicle, I guess, and she had some food stamps. And her daughter out in the streets, and they come to the grocery store, and she said, I went in and bought some chicken wings and a pie. Some of you heard that? I bought some chicken wings and a pie and went out on the street and sat down there with my daughter and had Thanksgiving dinner. And I'm thinking, folks, we've been blessed. We've been blessed. And I'm thinking the church could engage in loving our neighbors, could engage in bearing their burden somehow, could engage in being blessed by giving something to somebody who just doesn't have anything. And I listened to another young lady on that Christian radio station that said, you know what, I'm so thankful this Thanksgiving because I gave my heart to Jesus this summer. This is the first Thanksgiving for me. I'm going to be thanking God for salvation. And I heard another lady say through tears in that broadcast that day, for 50 years I've been looking for my dad. Never seen him. My mom kept me from him. But this Thanksgiving I'm going to have dinner with my dad after 50 years. And I think of those things, friend, and I think we are so blessed. And I know some of y'all are hurting today. I know some of you lost family members in the last little while. And I just know that God has blessed us to the point that we need to come alongside and bear somebody else's burden in a mighty big way. You say, yeah, but preacher, we pay you to do that. You should be doing that. Well, I understand that. But what if more than the preacher and three, four others did that? What if entire congregations did that in the name of Jesus? Bear somebody else's burden and so fulfill this law of Christ. I wondered this week, I wonder some strange things. I wondered this week if we went to the Lord in prayer, we were just laboring in prayer, and God audibly said to you, you know what? I really haven't got time right now. Wonder how we'd feel about that. That's not how God is. God's available. And I wonder, in the same line, if we know there are circumstances, if there are hurting folks all around us, I wonder if we could put them first instead of say, you know what? I haven't got time. Folks, I think the time is now to engage in loving our neighbors. I think the time is now to engage in bearing each other's burdens. In a world that seems to care for no one but ourselves, it's time for the church to start bearing each other's burdens. I think there's no time like the present. I was called to the hospital on Tuesday. I was sitting right here working at my office. And I was called to the hospital, and the gal said, you better come, Pastor. There's somebody here that isn't doing very well. She told me who it was, so I went up there, and she was right. I went up to see my old friend Leroy, and he wasn't doing very good. I tried to communicate to him, and, well, he couldn't communicate. And so I decided I need to come home and get my Bible. Actually, I had one in the pickup. But I need to get my Bible, and I come back, and I need to read him just a little bit. I need to just be there to read him some Psalms. And so I did that. I went back there a little while later and opened up my Bible and read some Psalms. First one Psalm, then another, and then another. And his brother was there, his only brother. And his brother was in tears and telling me, this is my big brother. He used to buy me presents when I was a kid. And I held his good hand. His left hand was no good. See, he'd had a stroke and he'd had a heart attack. And I held his good hand. On the right hand, his eyes weren't open. And I'm reading him these Psalms, and I said, Leroy, it's Jim. If you can hear me, just give me a little squeeze on your right hand. He gave me a little squeeze. Nobody thought he was communicating. But he heard me. And I said, your brother's here. I said, your brother Larry's here. Give me a little squeeze if you know Larry's here. And he gave me a little squeeze. And Larry's right down by his brother. Give him a hug and in tears. And I came home, and I told Sherry, you know what? It isn't going to be long. Leroy's not going to make it. The next day I get a call. I'm sitting right here again doing a Bible study. We get a call from the funeral home and he's already gone. And my point is this, friends. There'll be no more tomorrows to have a visit with Leroy. He just spent the last year in the care center. Broke his hip a year ago in an icy day. Remember the ice we had last December? He fell in a parking lot, broke his hip. Went to the hospital and to a nursing home and to another hospital and to another nursing home. And this whole last year has been kind of that way for him. Then he had a stroke and had a heart attack. And well, there just won't be any more tomorrows. There just won't be any more visits. And so I'm wondering, friends, at this Thanksgiving through Christmas time, what can we do that brings joy to somebody else? I think there's something that might come to our mind, don't you? I think there might be something that God puts on your heart or somebody. And remember these two little verses. They're really pretty simple. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's really not that hard to do. All it takes is a little bit of time. And remember what Jesus said when he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah, I'm going to probably buy my grandkids. I love them little rascals. I'm probably going to buy them some Christmas presents. But I'm going to, Sherry and I have decided there's other kids that need something that haven't got nothing coming either. We're going to do something about them too. And maybe God will put something on your heart. Somebody that's alone. Maybe it's the third year they're alone. It's time we get over and visit them. Maybe it's the first Christmas they're going to go through alone. It's time the body engages in loving our neighbor as herself. Maybe he'll put a coworker on your mind. You know they're hurting. You just got to come alongside them. But friends, I just want to challenge you. We're going to talk about the celebration of the King of Kings. We're going to do it. But I wanted us to start out this Advent season by thinking, is there somebody in your circle that God has put on your heart that you can be a blessing to this Advent season? Is there somebody in your circle that you can come along and bear their burden with them? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for helping me to see through Christian radio and these my friends and family right here before me today, helping me to see the tremendous needs around us. In spite of the joy that many of us feel for Thanksgiving and the joy that we feel over the coming King, at Christmas we celebrate the birth of Jesus. In spite of all that, there's people that hurt. There's people that are weary and heavy laden. And I pray, Father, as you have comforted us, as you have sent to us your best, you have given to us the greatest gift. I pray, Father, this Advent season, you would help us to be that willing to give some time, some energy. Maybe it's, like I said earlier, a cup of Christmas tea. Help us, Father, in the body. Help us in the church to be your hands and feet, to be your voice, to bear somebody's burden this Advent season, to really come alongside our neighbor and to love them as you have loved us. Instill in us, Father, somebody you've got in mind just for us, and help us to be there for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray in his precious name. Amen.